Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. Hi, my fellow Americans. Happy to have you along. Hope you're doing absolutely fantastic. This is Liberty Roundtable for October 21st in the year of our Lord, 2008. Kurt's like a cheerleader, man. He's saying, yeah. He's creating a cheer going on. Fantastic. Ooh, yeah. Andrew's cheering. You just can't hear him either. All right, ladies and gentlemen, news and networks reviews to use coming on. What do we got? Tom on your radio. Hi, Tom.
There he is.
Can you Tom, you're okay? On the radio, sir. You got to talk.
Okay.
How are you? You know,
I appreciate you giving me some space today on this issue, since we have a court hearing today for a family. This is relative to a website called GassingAmerica.com.
Okay.
There are thousands or hundreds of thousands of families across the United States who are in harm's way because of federal government choice in design. And I'm talking about those families living in manufactured or mobile homes that have been created in the last 28 or so years. Had this family contact me in Manti, Utah, and I'm hoping all friends of ours in that are able to can travel to Manti today and appear in the courtroom at 3 o'clock Mountain Standard Time in Manti at the San Pete County Courthouse. This poor family has been charged with medical and nutritional neglect instead of the state and the federal government assuming responsibility for an egregious design on these manufactured homes and trailers, wherein people then are being exposed to carbon monoxide poisoning and formaldehyde. You've heard the news reports out there about the Katrina victims being harmed with formaldehyde. Well, they're not telling you the whole story, and that shouldn't surprise anybody. But these units have a design flaw or a design intention. I don't know which way to go with that. But they have set a furnace exhaust, a water heater exhaust, and even in some cases sewage exhaust within a 3-foot distance or at a 3-foot distance to a passive or power vent that brings air right back into the house as the furnace is running and distributing that air through the house for the people to breathe. This poor family suffered a winter wherein the snow was deep enough and caused even a greater problem than the design error itself. So they had ended up with a deathly ill child, and I was called in. I discovered the problem. And when we went to present this information to the court, who had at that point was charging the family with neglect, the court would not even recognize or argue it. So I'm afraid, Sam and Kurt, we have a real interesting problem in the legal system. And that's not new news, I know that, but I am desperate, since I've notified the federal government, notified HUD, notified the state of Utah of this problem, provided them with physical evidence, I'm talking about photos and videos that you can see on this website, they are still refusing to acknowledge the issue, and I think I've figured out why. It's because if they open this Pandora's box on this egregious design of HUD, they're going to have to deal with the litigation of thousands, if not millions, of families wherein they've been injured or suffered death. You know, and primarily the deaths are those of infants and the elderly who are already infirmed or are generally confined to those to the house 24/7. So I appreciate Sam and letting me come on and kind of vent and also warn the American public. And I'm talking about military people. I'm talking about the veterans that are living in these units.
All right, buddy, give your website out because we're flat out of time this segment.
Okay, the website is gassingamerica.com. And there is a court hearing. We'd love to have every person available show up or call in or support this family.
3 o'clock today in the Manti Courthouse. Thanks. More in seconds.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the Accent Radio Network or the staff, management, and sponsors of this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. Hi, my fellow Americans. Happy to have you along. This is Liberty Roundtable for October 21st in the year of our Lord, 2008. Our goal is to promote God, family, and country and the traditions of our founding fathers using the supreme law of the land, even the Constitution for the United States of America, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. And what can I say, man? We bring you news the networks refuse to use. Now, you know, we talked about this Aaron James story. And, you know, Aaron's probably surprised we haven't heard of his story. And, you know, I'm sure that other talk shows have been on the beat way faster than we have and all that kind of stuff. You know, our goal is not to be always first on the scene for a story.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of times that people who are first on the scene to a story get schnookered. You know what I'm saying?
Snooker.
And a lot of times we do our very best to make sure our research is good, and we're kind of cautious. We're willing to tell the truth. We're willing to let people go. When Aaron was on the radio with us, I'm not just trying to stop him to prevent him from getting information out like some of you might believe. The truth is I'm just trying to get my arms around things in a cogent way. When someone just rambles with their story with 100 items, item to item to item to item so quick, I don't think it's helping anyone unless they're already familiar with the story. Guys like me just need to take it one step at a time now, okay?
And if can't be too fast.
What is it? Northwest Airlines?
That's right.
Is involved, and then Delta Airlines is involved, and hey, they basically assaulted him and beat him up and everything else, and you know, put him on a terrorist watch list because of his skin color. At least that's what he asserts, etc. You know, I just need to get my arms all around that. I believe there's truth to the story. I've done a little bit of research on the internet while we were talking to him. I don't have all the facts on the story. I did have his name and number emailed to me so I can find out more. Okay, but there's just, you know what? What we really need people to do is just send in thousands of dollars to us. And then we can just hire a big old staff to do all this research. Kirk Crosby's only got so many hours in the day.
That's right. And, you know, with watching TV and hanging out in Hawaii and all that stuff, we just don't have as much time as we'd like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you know what? We do our best to develop correspondence and friends and people and places and everything else. And, you know, we do our best. And I'm not just begging for money, but I am telling you that, you know, we can only follow up on things so fast. So what you'll do is somebody will email me like an hour ago and they'll say, hey, man, did you get my email? Did you research it? Do you have it all going on? And my response is, yeah, I got your email and it's, you know, in the queue and I'm working on it and I'm not ignoring your issue. I know it's important. I understand all that. I'm just telling you that how many things can we focus on? Now, every show also has their... I don't know what you want to say. Base of knowledge, expertise. Is that a good way to put it? You know, we talk a lot more about the economy than most shows. Why? Because I happen to know a little bit about the economy. I happen to be in finance for a living. Okay? Where other shows, you know what, they might talk about the economy some, but, hey, they're not near as economically inclined as we are. And some may, you know, have money to hire reporters and put somebody on the ground to get the real story on something. You know, we just don't have money for those reporters. Would love to. I mean, I'd love to have 15 reporters investigating the FBI and everybody else. It'd be fantastic. You know what I mean? But I just can't afford that kind of stuff. We're doing the best we can is what I'm telling you. And so are we up on every story? No, we're not. We're just not. I mean, there's some stories we miss. But we do our very best to scour the news, to research things, to bring you great guests, incredible commentary, news the networks refuse to use, a roundtable of experts. And if people can brief us on things, that's fantastic. And I don't mind people calling up 866-222-2368 and bringing information to the table. That's good. But they can't expect me to be all cut up on it just on the radio on the fly because this is live radio. We don't pre-screen your calls. We do try to get your name so we can talk to you intelligently. But we don't, you know, say, hey, what do you want to talk about? You know, we don't just abort callers because we don't like your agenda. We don't do any of that stuff.
Yeah, we need blood type, retina scan, you know, other things like that because, you know, before that we can't put you on.
Now, we don't really then, meaning when you come on the fly, we don't necessarily know what you're going to bring up. Therefore, we may or may not be educated enough, in all fairness, or ready to respond to the call in a meaningful way sometimes. For example, I'm just flat out not familiar with the Aaron James story. Okay, and so I do my best to get out as much information for him as I can. That's why I had him repeat the website a couple of times and the phone number a couple of times. That's why I had him slow down and try to link things together to give people the basics of the story. And then, hey, I can research it more, and I'm not telling you we won't give him time. I'm not afraid of the issue either.
I'm just telling you,
it's got to be done in a way that I can handle it, the way that I can understand it. You know, just rambling on about 86 subjects when he gets done, he's talked for 20 minutes, and I don't know what he's talking about. That's not helpful to any of us, I don't think. So anyway, we had one guy basically get mad at us, and then I tried to call him back after the show and say, hey, listen, here's what's going on, here's why. All he would say to me is, you know what, I don't want to hear from you. You guys are insiders. You guys are pulling some scam. You work for some government black op, and I'm going to investigate you and find out who you are. And I'm going to get to the bottom of it, and I'm going to tell the whole world what's going on and who you are and what kind of scam you're pulling. And my response is, you know what, buddy? Go right ahead. Because I'm not pulling a scam.
And let us know. You know, because we would like to know, though, Sam, wouldn't we? I mean, if we're part of a government black op thing, and we are not aware of it, and this is the way they do it, wow, that'll be very interesting to us.
I'm not sure how we'd discover it, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, could
anyway, all I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is we are not a scam. We've been in this business in radio and talking about news the networks refuse to use for 15 years, okay? We've been studying freedom for a lot longer than that. We're not new to this game. We're not newbies, okay? However, we don't know everything. I mean, there's so many scams and so many manipulations and so many perversions by the government and everything else that, man, it's just impossible to keep on top of it all. Mm-hmm. And all I'm telling you is we're doing our very best to relay constitutional information to you. We're trying to stop people from the fear-mongering and the out-of-control belligerence, the whole world's a panic, dig a hole and get in it now because you're going to die if you don't. We don't believe that. We do believe we're in dire straits when it comes to freedom in America, though. Yeah. We're in a serious problem, folks. And we want to focus on solutions, not just panic, not just fear, but absolute preparedness and solutions, trust in God, family, and country. You know, those things, I believe, are the keys to stability, to success, to happiness. And yeah, we got to work towards freedom. We got to live good, honest, moral lives. We got to educate our children in the principles of freedom. We got to get honest money back in America. There's things we need to do, no doubt about it. But man, anybody who thinks that we're a black op or that we work for the government or that we're some military, you know, disinformation center or something else, my response is, y'all, with all your resources, you go ahead and research that till the cows come home. And when you do, what I want you to do is I want you to come on the radio with me. This is an open challenge to all you guys that got guts, okay? Come on the radio with me when you get your supposed report done, 866-222-2368, 866-222-2368, and we'll just go ahead and talk about it, and you can make your point that you think is an inside scoop, and then you let me respond, okay? Because I get a chance. If you're going to accuse us of something, I should at least have a chance, you know, in the open court of opinion, if you will, to make my case, too. But I don't believe you folks can dig and find anything because there's nothing that I know of. I haven't been paid by any government bureaucrat ever.
Mm-hmm.
We make a complete disclosure of who we are, what's been done to us, why. We don't play games with our names. Sam Bushman is not some on-the-radio handle. It's my real name, folks.
Real name?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
You know, so we don't have any hidden agendas here. We really don't. We tell you at the start of the broadcast what our agenda is. That's to promote God, family, and country, and the traditions of the founding fathers. It's that simple. That's who we are, and that's what we're all about. And our goal is to bring stories up to your attention that the mainstream press won't talk about. And our goal is to call government bureaucrats and professional do-gooders on the carpet when they do wrong, violate the Constitution, and to commend them when they do right.
Yeah.
It's that simple. And our goal is to educate Americans so that they'll elect good, honest, wise men in office to represent us. The Republic's in dire straits. We can't save it in Washington. We can save it one family at a time, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Flora, you're on the radio.
Hi. Thanks, Sam. Your past two guests are just, I want to commend them for their courage because the government threatens them and their families
if they get
up and talk. And I will say on this last man that was speaking.
Are you talking about Aaron?
Rampant all over Aaron James? The United States.
Hold on, Flora. Hold on. Are you talking about Aaron James?
Tom Rogers.
Yes, I was talking about Aaron James, and I'm also talking about this last one that just...
Tom Rogers.
Yeah.
GassingAmerica.com. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's rampant all over the United States.
You're right.
And I want to thank you, Sam, for having the courage. Jack Blood had courage, and he's no longer on the radio. Now, Florida, Oregon...
Let me stop you, though. Hold on. Jack Blood is not with who syndicated him before, but he's still on the radio.
Oh, is he?
I think so. Last I heard, at least... from his webpage, as far as I understand, he switched syndicators. Somehow the GCN folks and Jack Blood did not get along. But as far as I understand, somebody else is syndicating him now. I'm not closely allied with the show or anything. I'm just telling you that I read somewhere that he's being re-syndicated by somebody else.
Well, thank you. See, I called for information, and I'm getting information.
Well, we do our best. We don't know everything.
I want you to know, though, that Oregon, Wisconsin, Florida, and Utah, especially... and Nevada are rampant for stealing children by social services. This is nothing new.
It's true.
And we have, by last report, 1,001 UN, what do they call them? Camps, internment camps, right here in America. That's been going on for a long, long time.
You're right.
I want to thank your people. I want to thank you for having such courage, because we're all involved. If you're not decent, you're not in. We have a government that is completely out of control.
No doubt.
It's doing things that the Constitution says no one man has the power. So he just says, well, there's nothing to this GD Constitution. It's just a piece of paper.
That's what
How
he said.
How are we going to find out unless we get the truth? How are we going to get the truth unless you investigate?
The answer is you can't handle the truth. Republicbroadcasting.org and AccentRadio.com. Tell all your friends. Thanks for the call, Flora. And she's absolutely right. There are concentration camps around America. They want to round us all up. There are reports of just literally hundreds of concentration camps. There's not near as many as some reports say, but they do exist, according to Joel Skousen and WorldAffairsBrief.com and others who have personally gone there and seen them. We've had him on the radio talking about them. So, you know, don't run around and tell me they're not real. They're not as numerous as some people want you to believe, but they do. I repeat, they do exist. Quick pause. Got a quick break. Judson and other callers in seconds at 866-222-2368 on your radio.
As you may know, Daniel Chapter 1 is defending our health freedoms against an out-of-control Federal Trade Commission. This agency is trying to bully Daniel Chapter 1 into censoring information on God-given natural cures. It is our duty as American citizens to restrain our government with the commanding chains of the Constitution. Visit DC1Freedoms.com today to learn more about this exciting and all-important fight. Let your voice be heard and consider joining other Americans in your most generous donation. Let us never forget John Adams' timeless words. The question before the human race is whether the God of nature shall govern the world by his own laws, or whether the priests and kings shall rule it by fictitious miracles. Make Mr. Adams proud. Visit DC1Freedoms.com today and be a part of history.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have five redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. M-E-M-O-T-O-M-E.com. Memo to Me. Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, the toll-free participation number, 866-222-2368. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it's educational. News the networks refuse to use, folks. Got an email from Jamie. And Jamie says, Sam, Jack is going to be on GTN, Global Truth Network. Mm-hmm. Keep up the fight, my brother, in Liberty. Jamie. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's where Jack Blood will be. And you know what? I don't even know Jack personally. I think he does a lot of great radio. I've heard a little bit about him. I'm not trying to be negative. I just don't personally know him. But, hey, sounds like he's doing a great job to me. I've heard a couple of his shows in the past. And, you know, all I can say is I'm not endorsing him, and I'm not quipping him. I'm just doing my best. Hey, if he's lost a lot of listeners in the transition, we'll tell you where he's at. Hopefully he'll listen to us instead, though.
Oh.
But anyway, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, hopefully Jack could promote us if the same thing happened to us, too. But that's where he's going to be, Global Truth Network, GTN. There you have that. That sounds a lot like GCN. Interesting. All right. Let's see. We got Judson. You're on the radio, sir.
I've got a letter in my hand from the state of Utah Judicial Commission dated September 12, 2008, which is a very sophisticated, near magic level deception and pack of lies. This
okay.
is the commission that is supposed to regulate the courts across the entire state, and they're extremely slippery little liars. The subject of the letter is how I was viciously, intentionally, wantonly, and purposely, and violently denied a jury trial in San Pete County. The executive director, Colin R. Winchester, writes that they located my written request for jury trial in the docket file. Many of them. There wasn't one, there was numerous ones, and 51 pages of jury instructions. To make a long story short, the executive director of the commission that's supposed to police the courts of the state of Utah, Colin R. Winchester, you're a damn liar. And you don't know how to investigate nothing. That's what this problem is in our world. We have these slippery little liars that twist and turn in very in a sophisticated manner, cover up for court misconduct, FBI misconduct, Secret Service misconduct, and all this nonsense going on in the banking system.
You're right.
Now, you say that you're an expert in finance. Well, I sued the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation in federal court over completely illegal collateral at thousands and thousands and thousands of land developments, exactly like the Clintons' dirt road land con in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I get harassed for over a decade. I moved 1,500 miles out in the middle of damn nowhere.
And you don't really live on a damn, do you?
They're harassing me just about every day.
That's right.
Okay.
I got cops in my driveway. I'm sitting here watching a movie with my wife. I got cops in my driveway again on Saturday with a bunch of nonsense because I happen to live in a great big huge Utah land development that's the biggest con job on the freaking planet Earth.
Did you offer them donuts or anything when they came over?
Well, actually, I told them to get the hell off my property with their lies and their crap.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to get back to the state of Utah Judicial Conduct Commission. You see, a jury trial in America is in the Constitution both of the central federal government and in the state government.
And not only is it a jury of your peers, but it's a speedy trial, sir.
To make a long story short, I asked for the jury trial immediately, verbally, in the court. I responded to the false, bogus charge that they accused me of in the first place, in writing. I asked for discovery under Utah State Court Rule 16, and I asked for a jury trial. I filed numerous requests in writing for a jury trial, and over 5 weeks before the trial, I set 51 pages of professionally prepared jury instructions down at the court in Manti. To make a long story short, Colin R. Winchester, the executive director of the state of Utah's Judicial Conduct Commission, is a bloomin' stinkin' liar. He's a sophisticated mm-hmm. little twister, and he doesn't have a shred of truth in him. Now,
Hold on. We got what you're saying. What do you want people to do?
Well, make a long story short, this fellow's going down there at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the courthouse in Manti. Right?
Excellent.
He
good for you.
Wants a bunch of people to show up down there, probably in front of Judge Mowers or Judge Lee. So I know the ropes. And to make a long story short, there isn't any justice down there. It's the biggest kangaroo setup I ever saw in my life. And if Colin R. Winchester or this dishonorable Judge Sarah Watson wants to talk about it on the radio, bring it on.
Okay, the number's 866-222-2368. Thanks for the call, Judson. We're waiting for the judge. 866-222-2368. Mm-hmm. And if the judge calls, we can put him on hold, and hopefully Judson will listen and call in. And we'll just bust out and put them both on the radio. How do you like that?
You know, Sam, at least to me, a big part of this issue goes to the issue that you and I have talked about for years, and that is, number one, our government is way, way, way bigger than it is ever intended to be. And so what you've got is you've got so many little representatives of our government working at different jobs and basically eating out our substance. And when I say eating out our substance, I don't mean just our money. I'm talking about doing things that they do that basically drive us all crazy, or that they don't do that drive us all crazy.
Hold on, we'll talk more in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable. Sam and Kurt on your radio at 866-222-2368 on your favorite talk station. Back at the live, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like Judge Lyman will be handling the case down there for that family in Manti, Judge Lyman. And I'm sure that ought to make Judson a lot happier. Not. He's right, though. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Judson's absolutely right when he says a lot of times there's no justice. When they deny you a jury of your peers, when they don't have a speedy trial, they just delay that thing and have motion after motion after motion. They're trying to run you out of money. They have, you know, judges in black robes that simply, because you may not have representation or because you may not present something in the court in the exact way that the court wants to see it, then they play games. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And I've been to court a couple of times with some people on certain issues, and we want to bring up a fact that we believe is completely 100% relevant, and they're like, hey, you didn't submit that ahead of time. We're not talking about that. Next. And so, you know, they really restrict what you can say, what you can do. If you get a jury, a lot of times they write instructions to the jury that absolutely set the stage for the truth not to come out. They manipulate things. I mean, he's absolutely right on that stuff. And, you know, we got to give him credit where credit is due. It's a tough road to hoe in America when it comes to freedom and justice.
Well, it has so much to do with, I don't know who we have holding, if we've got other people holding, but, you know, one of the things I wanted to mention is, you know, on my railroad case, you know, I feel like pretty much I've been railroaded, but that's what most people get done when they go to court, like you say, and almost any of our other government entities that we've got, they're, you know, it's sad to say, but the root problem, in my opinion, is that we have too much government. We have way too much. We have spent, you know, we have put all these different entities in there, in many of them to supposedly protect us, and yet what do we get? We get a bigger, more bloated, bureaucratic government, and we have more taxes to pay, and yet we get less, if you will, true government that we
actually need
to have from the Constitution.
We get less proper role. In fact, they don't even have time to do anything in their proper role because they're so busy violating all of our rights and misrepresenting all of us and abusing all of us, and et cetera. It's out of control. 866-222-2368. 866-222-2368. Now, let's see here. What do we want to focus on? I got this National Mortgage Bankers Association email, and it's got topics about the economy all the time that I find interesting. Oh, before I get to that, I want to clarify. You know, Judson said you were a financial expert. I do say I'm a financial expert, but you got to understand, and again, you know, if you go to the mainstream press or the big TV shows or anything, they're going to say, Sam, what's your degree in economics? Or, you know, where did you graduate from? They're going to set the stage to show me not an expert. And in that, I'll concur they'll win because I don't have a degree. I don't have some type of, quote, you know, government permission to be an expert. I don't have that. So in that sense, I am not an expert. However, I've made my living in finance for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And I do understand finances. I do understand loans. I do understand interest. I do understand the economy. And I have learned from the best when it comes to economics. What do they call it? Austrian economics?
Yeah.
Okay, Ron Paul. You know, I've learned from the best of them about what's really happening, and I haven't just listened to them. I've studied the beliefs. I've studied and understand what's happening. So am I an expert in the traditional sense? No. Am I an expert in true asset-based economies? And the answer is absolutely without a doubt. Do I have government permission to be an expert? No, I don't, and thank heavens. I don't have the equivalent of like the lawyer bar to be an economist expert or something. I don't have anybody shackling me down with some rules or guidelines that they say I got to follow, intimidating me into going along with the status quo. But I also say that I also have experts on, you know, like the international forecaster, Bob Chapman. You know, he's an economist and an expert on the economy. He was in Wall Street finance for, what, 20-plus years or whatever? 28 years? I can't remember the exact number. And now he's been writing an economic newsletter for quite some time. So you know what? To me, if you want to get rich, you hang around rich people and learn how to get rich. You want to be wise, you hang around wise people. You want to do drugs, hang around drug addicts. Okay? I'm just making the point that you can choose in life what is important to you. And I choose to hang around those who understand finance and understand economies. And I do because it's important to me. It's something that I enjoy learning about. It's something that I'm good at. It's something that I understand. So let me just read you a couple of these headlines from this National Bankers Association deal here.
All right.
Mortgage bankers to ask the United States government to lift Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac limits. Bloomberg. Ooh. Now that ought to fix the economy. Just go ahead and give people greater loans, bigger loans. They can't pay the ones they've already got. Hey, the answer is give them bigger ones, right? See, 90% of understanding the economy, ladies and gentlemen, is pure logic, pure common sense, street smarts, if you will. Look, if people can't pay their loans, the last thing you do is give them bigger ones. Okay? And that's what they want to do, according to Bloomberg. They just want to go ahead and increase the limits. That ought to fix it. Home prices are too high. No one can afford homes. The answer is get more government lending in place. You know, just lend more money, man. Make that bubble even bigger. That ought to fix it. See, these people, they don't have any common sense.
They're common senseless.
Yeah. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, mole changes. Boston Globe.
Yeah,
those are going to be changes that ought to save them, huh?
Yep. Good point.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac regulators are now suggesting that the U.S. back the debt. Wall Street Journal. That ought to fix it. Just put the taxpayers on the hook. You know, if we're $60 trillion in debt to date, hey, what we ought to do is get the taxpayers to be on the hook for more debt and increase the limits, would you please, while you're at it. And hey, never mind, let's give a stimulus to the American people now and borrow more money because they don't have enough money, even though we're going to put them on the hook. And let's just saddle the younger generations with the debt. That's the answer. See, these people don't have any common sense.
Yep.
Housing official says the refi government program has issues. American banker. Yeah, I could have told him that. He must be listening to Liberty Roundtable, huh? Yeah. Economic experts on the radio. SunTrust takes top spot in customer satisfaction. Winston, Salem Journal. Okay, now, all that means is SunTrust is going to be one of those in banks then. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'd have a real one that doesn't have any capital, that if we just inject a bunch of capital, that buy them. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. There you go.
It's just amazing when you see the stories in the news.
Well, you know, speaking of stories in the news, now we've got a real criminal up north, Sam. You know, we're talking about in Canada. This guy is from Ontario, Canada. And, the headline reads, Ontario farmer convicted in raw milk trial seeks maximum penalty. Farmer asked court to impose maximum penalty. Yeah, it's a
hold on. You mean this radical, out of control farmer thinks he can just take milk from a cow and sell it without like government control and manipulation and pasteurization and taxation and everything else?
I think that's what's going on.
Whoa,
farmer
get
Michael
him.
Schmidt. Farmer Michael Schmidt talks to reporters in July. He was talking to him outside a courthouse, an organic farmer found guilty of ignoring a court order to stop selling unpasteurized milk, asked the judge to give him the maximum penalty. He wants to go to the penitentiary, I guess.
Michael, if you're involved in huge banking scandals and the revolving door between government and private sector supposed banks and a fascist love fest, and that all melts down to the tune of literally billions and trillions of dollars, what we ought to do is promote you. You go ahead and let anybody drink any of that milk from a cow without government oversight. Throw the book at him. Give him the bottom line. Make an example out of him. That's how they do it.
This guy is a problem. He's run a cooperative organic dairy farm near Owen Sound, Ontario, for more than 20 years. You know, just kind of under the radar, I guess. Contempt charges were sought by York region officials who fear there are health risks for people consuming the raw milk.
Yeah, never mind. We'll import melamine milk from the government of communist China. And, hey, you know, they've just, scientists now say that melamine in the milk, you know, it doesn't cause any adults any harm. It's okay. But this guy's selling that raw and pasteurized government-approved milk. Whoa. Get him.
Yeah. This guy says they worry about it being spreading salmonella, E. coli, and listeria bacteria. Schmidt, by the way, still faces 20 charges laid by the Ministry of Natural Resources and Grey Bruce Health Unit.
Hold on. Is milk a natural resource? Is that why it's in that group?
I guess.
I'm just wondering.
In order, they say, to save money for that trial, expected to begin in early 2009, you know, speedy trial, Schmidt defended himself in the contempt case. Justice R. Kerry Boswell is yet to deliver a sentence for Schmidt, but did not say when that decision would be made. While the Crown
they
was
could give
not
him the
seeking
ultimate tasing electric chair and just do away with the poor guy.
That's right.
Put him
while
out of his
Crown,
misery.
When they say the Crown, by the way, that's the
Canadian
big
Crown.
Boys. Yeah, it's like King George, you know, here in America. While the Crown was not seeking jail time, Schmidt told the judge at a courthouse in Newmarket, Ontario, to impose the highest penalty you can find.
Yeah, New man. In fact, they ought to add a malicious intent charge on there and a terroristic charge and premeditated charge. And what's that extra charge people are getting when they commit certain crimes? Oh, hate crime additional charge.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you know what
York
I mean?
York Region lawyer Dan Kuzmuk said he was unwilling to let Schmidt become a martyr and throw himself on the sword of York Region.
Yeah, no, don't let him become a martyr. Don't. So now this guy says, throw the book at me, give me the whole thing. And they're like, no. You'd like that too much. You can't do that. We got to make sure your sentence is light, showing mercy. Mercy.
Yes. Justice Boswell said the case was about whether Schmidt had defied a court ruling.
Darn right. It's not even about the milk anymore.
Not whether the consumers had the right to drink raw milk. Selling raw milk is illegal in Canada. In Ontario, it is not illegal to drink it if you own the cow. And many farmers drink unpasteurized milk, and they're still alive. You know, Schmidt's
no,
legal
they're all
battle
full of salmonella and E. coli, and what was the other one?
Yeah, listeria.
Listeria,
Schmidt's legal
yeah.
battles have sparked a heated debate over the safety of raw milk. Advocates have extolled its flavor. That's O-U-R, by the way, in this article. And health benefits, while health officials and the province's milk marketing board, got to have one of those, the dairy farmers of Ontario, have argued raw milk isn't fit for widespread distribution. Schmidt has,
hold on, the farmers say that it isn't?
Well, you got these are the they call them the dairy farmers of Ontario. I'm sure they're like the dairy farmers of America. It's a big co-op group that they make a lot of their money by selling milk, and not the milk just from the dairy. There's all the middlemen, you know what I mean? But Schmidt has previously said he has sold part ownership in his animals or cow shares. And
yeah, so hold on. So Sam Bushman would basically buy a cow share, and then therefore, since I own the cow, then I can drink that un-government-approved milk.
That's right.
Fantastic.
And argues He is selling milking and distribution services, not the milk itself. Schmidt has stood by his actions.
Yeah, because the milk comes from the cow to your mouth. He's just distributing it. Distributing it, right?
Oh, man. You know, anyway, milk, let me finish the story and then we'll talk about it. It says Schmidt has previously said he has sold, well, these cow shares. He says he stood by his actions since health officials carried out an armed raid of his farm in November 2006 and seized his milking equipment. The rich and sweet taste of unpasteurized milk would blow most people away, Mr. Schmidt has said. I bet that 90% of the people who would have the choice of blind tasting would all go for raw milk because that's the taste of milk and not what you buy on the shelf, he said. Hmm. Now, Sam, can you see it in the future? Maybe you get to visit an incarceration facility, or some would call it a maximum security facility, and there you have listed maybe the crimes of these
individuals. The milkman, here's the dad, here's the guy who was trying to go on a plane,
insane, man. You know what kind of things we've
pretty soon you got to look on the outside of the prisons to find all the criminals. You know what I'm saying?
Like they say, good in the last days, good is called evil. And evil is called good.
Quick pause on Liberty Roundtable, then your call's coming up. Merck in Texas next. Liberty Roundtable.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
We were lied to for years, but now we know that fluoride is industrial waste and also used as poison for rodents. We know this, and there's still fluoride in toothpastes and in your tap water. And what about the other pollutants? You need serious protection. Bottled water? You don't know what you're getting. Don't let that picture of pristine-looking natural springs on the label fool you. Industry's carelessness in disposing of waste has made spring water safety questionable. That's why Daniel Chapter 1 developed the Water Clean Fluoride Reduction System, a revolutionary one-of-a-kind water filter. It filters up to 96% of fluoride, as well as bacteria, viruses, heavy metals, and many toxic chemicals. The WaterClean FRS design comes from the help of scientists at NASA. Yeah, the same guys that actually understand rocket science. This phenomenal filter cannot be found anywhere but at Daniel Chapter 1. Call 800-504-5511. Toll free, 800-504-5511. Make your water clean with WaterClean FRS.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexity of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Dow Jones down 59.42.
Oh.
NASDAQ down 17 points as well.
Yeah.
Oil, let's see oil really quick. They need to put this stuff on the page all together.
Yeah.
71.93, down 2.32. So that's all happening in the economy. the status quo. All right, who do we got in Texas? Mark, you're on the radio, sir.
I can just see it now. I can see it now. Right before we have one of these death-defying jaws of fate stuntmen on TV next time, he's going to say, I'm going to jump off this 32-foot building, 32-story building. I'm going to have my hands tied behind my back. I'm going to be in a straitjacket. And if that's not enough to prove I'm going to tempt death, I'm going to drink 30 minutes before a glass of milk. Unpasteurized milk, gall darn it.
Yeah, man, it's like milk Houdini on. It's like the milk Houdini on economy steroids.
You know, next time Evel Knievel's son decides, I'm going to drink milk before I jump it on that motorcycle.
Yeah, mine's well. I mean, if I'm going to die anyway, I might as well at least enjoy a glass of milk before I go.
You know, so before I let you go, guys, you know, for years and years and years, we've heard this mantra, oh, well, all the liberals want to do is throw money at the problem to fix it. That'll never solve anything. If that's not the perfect definition of what we've done with this Federal Reserve and this Treasury, you tell me what is.
Yeah. Valid point, sir. Thank you very much.
See you later.
Wow.
I like callers Mark because he gets it. He understands and he drives home hardcore, real issues, political points in an entertaining way. Guy's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it. Absolutely, man. Just go ahead. It's like, what's that guy's name? Houdini. He gets in those big old tanks of water and they handcuff him and do all these crazy things and then he gets out and whatever. You know, it's just like that, man. You got Saddam, who, let's see. What is it? Saddam, Barack, Hussein, McCain.
Obama. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Gonna fix the economy, man. And you just got them like all tied up in that tank of water, buddy. And before you know it, he's just gonna stand in front. It's just magic, man.
Yeah. And he had a drink of raw milk?
No, he did not. He only drinks pasteurized milk.
That's right.
He doesn't want to go to jail or anything. The stuff you read about, folks, just rocks your world, just boggles your mind at what's going on in America today. I mean, it really is. And, you know, if you want, you know, pornography, the ability to demean women and just ruin your marriage, ruin your life, ruin your home, okay, then it's like a click or two away. And it's called free rights. Absolutely, you have a right. Now, if you want to drink milk from a cow that people have been doing for thousands of years, No.
We've got to protect you.
You want to use gold and silver coinage to pay for your food, even though the Constitution says you can? No. Government will shut you right down. You want to use a fake fiat, bogus Federal Reserve note, unconstitutional as all get out, and worth nothing? Sure. Why not? See, I mean, we're upside down. You know, when we beat the British played a tune called The World Turned Upside Down, right?
Yep.
And, man, that's the tune we need to be playing now until we get our moral bearings back and get a clue. Because this country is going down the tubes quick. And the sooner we, as good, honest, hardworking Americans, decide that our morals matter, and we're not going to be the silent majority, we're going to be the bust-out, get-it-done majority. We're going to stand up for God, family, and country everywhere, and we're going to take this country back. I don't mean hostily.
No.
But I mean get it done through all
one
avenues.
Glass of milk at a time.
Now you're talking. See, now that ought to be the new slogan for milk, man. They ought to run milk campaign around politicians, man. McCain's fixing America one glass of milk at a time.
I mean, can you imagine it in every state capital tomorrow? Some farmer brings a cow and milks it, and everybody has a drink right out there in full view of those bureaucrats. Boy, it'd drive them nuts.
It'd be called the Modern Milk Tea Party. It would be absolutely fantastic. We wouldn't throw cows over the side.
No.
We'd just drink milk out in the open. I mean, people would just be walking down the street with open containers of milk.
Whoa,
could you imagine that? You know, people walk down Bourbon Street in New Orleans, and they're all drunk, and it's an open container, and they can all run around and get all out of control. Just imagine if all Americans just started walking down the street with a glass of milk, unpasteurized, God-given natural milk.
Everywhere. Ooh.
Milk mustaches, absolutely. You know, it's just interesting when you think about that, though.
We've sunk to new lows.
Yeah. Americans drinking milk without government approval. E. coli is going to be everywhere.
Listeria. Yeah.
What's that other one?
Evil stuff. Well, I don't know. E. coli. E. coli. What did you say?
Masteria.
I don't know. It's just terrible.
That masteria will create hysteria, I'm thinking. I mean, it's just out of control.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the stuff that we find in the news just boggles
me. Oh, salmonella.
Yeah. Now, you know, in a lot of states, you can't capture the rainwater because it's really government rainwater, buddy, and you're circumventing their authority on the water. And, you know, I mean, it's just crazy.
What we need is FDA-approved milk. Oh, no. Never mind.
Does the FDA approve the milk?
Isn't the FDA the same people that approved all those drugs that you'll see those
lawyer ads? Killing people everywhere?
Yeah, those lawyer ads about, if you took this FDA-approved item, then please call us because we got some big bucks for you, you know? I mean, and I don't see that about
I wonder if we could do that, like, with milk. You think?
What a mess. Yeah. You know, if I see an FDA-approved bottle, it's one I want to leave on the shelf. You know?
No doubt. The other thing that I find interesting about this, everyone's going back to natural this, natural that, natural everything, because we got to go back to Mother Earth, right?
Yeah.
Except for when it's milk, then you can't be natural there. No.
No. Mm-mm. No, it's got to be protected, you know. That way you know you have safe, something safe. Your government has approved it. Yeah.
All right. Any final news?
Well, and ladies and gentlemen, gasoline prices are tumbling despite the likely OPEC cuts. Imagine why that is, Sam.
Well, that'll be a boom in the economy if they lower the price of gas. How about if we lower the tax, or price of taxes on gas? That ought to help,
yeah.
too.
There
I stand
go.
For that. Where's McCain and Obama when you need them? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for being along, folks. Archives at AudioCanyon.com and RepublicBroadcasting.org. Tell all your friends about the broadcast. You have a right to copy. Please do. Email me, Sam at AudioCanyon.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. Without you, we wouldn't even be here. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and indeed will restore our grand old republic. But you got to get involved, make it a great day, choose the right, and wear one of those milk mustaches from unpasteurized, not government-controlled milk. Got milk? Make it a great day, thanks. Saving America one glass of milk at a time.
Good work, Dan.
This program has been brought to you by Accent Radio Network. Copyright 2008. To order a copy of the show, go online to accentradio.com.